Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson has appeared in court in Uri in County Down, charged with 11 historical sexual offences, including one count of rape. There are two alleged victims. The offences are alleged to have taken place over a 21-year period. His wife Eleanor is facing four charges, including aiding and abetting the offence. They both deny the charges. For more, let's speak to our Northern editor Vincent Kearney, who's in court or was in court this morning. Vincent, first of all, what happened in Uri Court today?
Well, Bram, before we get inside the court, it was pandemonium outside. There were real chaotic scenes here today. Members of the media, we had camera crews, photographers and journalists have begun together shortly after 7 o'clock for a court hearing that didn't actually start until 20 to 11. And there was, like I say, some pandemonium when Geoffrey Donaldson arrived sometime after 9:30, along with his solicitor, because Geoffrey Donaldson, of course, is a man who spent much of his adult life as a leading prominent public figure, a leading political figure in Northern Ireland, and in the political spotlight. Today, he was a focus of attention for very different reasons, for a legal case without precedent, Brian, because, you know, never before have we had such a prominent political figure appearing in court charged with sexual offences. To say the hearing got underway at about 20 to 11. It lasted less than 10 minutes. Geoffrey Donaldson was formally charged with 11 counts, including rape, one of gross indecency with a child, and 9 counts of indecent assault of a female. He stood in the dock along with his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, with a prison officer standing between them. She was charged with facing 4 charges, including aiding and abetting. Now, when the charges were put to them by a court clerk, they each replied, "I do." Other than that, Brian, they only spoke to confirm their identities and their dates of birth. As you say, this was a hearing that lasted less than 10 minutes, but very dramatic because it is a legal case that really is without precedent.
So what then happens next, Vincent?
Well, what will happen next is that they have both been released on bail, their own bail of £350 each. They've been told they're not allowed to make any contact with any prosecution witnesses. The court was told that a number of other witnesses have been interviewed since Geoffrey and Eleanor Donaldson were charged on the 28th of March. So the case will be back in court again on the 22nd of May, but at that stage it's back for a technical mention. They will not have to be in court in person. There have been a restriction ban imposed when they were originally charged by police last month, and that restricted them contacting each other. That bail restriction was lifted today, so they are now allowed to be in contact with each other, but as I say, they cannot make any contact with any prosecution witnesses.
Vincent Kearney, Northern Editor, thank you for that.